I want to close with chapter 12 of Revelation. Just open to the last book of the Bible, and I want to show you something neat before we go. I remind you that Satan is real this morning. He is really the author of sin and suffering and death and temptation and bondage. He's dangerous because he wants to invade our lives. He wants to enter unbelievers. He wants to blind them. He wants to steal the word. He wants to multiply evildoers and just empower false teaching. He is powerful in our midst because this morning he can hinder us and resist us and buffet us. But you know, people are never more like Satan than when they are accusatory, because that's Satan's biggest ministry. Look at Revelation 12, 9 and 10. So the great dragon was cast down, that serpent of old called the devil. He is cast to the earth to deceive the whole world, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. You know what Satan does right now? He is right now in the process of going, did you see what they just did? Are they one of yours, God? Look what they just did. Look what they just thought. Look what they just said. Oh, look how he treated them. He didn't do their own. He's just up there accusing the brethren. That's his infernal ministry. You want to be like Satan today? Have a ministry of accusing people. Accuse them falsely or rightly, and you stand shoulder to shoulder with the most malignant, most wicked, most depraved, most evil being there is. Because all Satan likes to do is point at us and point out our sins and accuse us to God. You know what God says? There is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And when we don't walk after the Spirit and after the flesh, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. How do we conquer? Four ways. We have to learn this morning that Satan is defeated because we have the cross. Jesus Christ triumphed over him on the cross. We have the blood. Verse 11 we just read says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And what can wash away my sins and all of Satan's accusations? Nothing. What? But the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing. What? But the blood of Jesus. We have the cross. We have the blood. We have the name. Wherefore God has exalted him highly and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on the earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And Paul concluded with, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. You know, this morning you have the cross, you have the blood, you have the name, and you go out of here carrying the word. And when Jesus faced Satan face to face in the wilderness, he didn't bind him, he didn't hex him, he didn't do any incantations. He did just what you and I are supposed to do this morning. He spoke the word of God to him. You want to be a more than conqueror this morning? Find out and make sure you're underneath the shadow of the cross. Make sure you got saved God's way, that you have come humbly confessing that you're a lost sinner and only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you. And when you're under the shadow of the cross, you have partaken of the blood of Christ. You're trusting in his name, and you find this book is your sword of the Spirit wherewith you can resist the evil one. Let's...